This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So good to have you with us today. How we pray that the Spirit of God will bless your heart as we look into the precious pages of God's Holy Word. We're studying in the book of Romans, the second chapter, and verse 24. Romans chapter 2, verse 24, as far as we got down. Now, if you have any friends that are nearby that you could call them up while we're telling about our offer, we encourage you to just give them a phone call, and then they'll be ready to follow with us in the Word of God as we go through the pages of the second chapter in the book of Romans. Invite your friends. Give them a call. I know it'll be a blessing. Share the blessing of the broadcast with others. And now we have offer number three. This is offer number three. It's a Riverside Bible. It's blue. It's a King James Version. Red letter edition, a dictionary, and concordance combination. And this is a very nice gift Bible, or a nice Bible if you don't have one for yourself. And we encourage each one of you to write in and get one of these Bibles. We must have an offer of a dollar. Now, if you wouldn't have a nickel, we would do our best to send this out to you and pay the postage ourselves. But it does cost over a dollar and about 13, 15 cents, to send this out to any of our listening audience. And we want to just get these Bibles out to those that are listening in. And if you don't have a penny and you really would want this Bible, we'd do our best to send it to you. But if you possibly can, we encourage you to send a dollar to cover the postage and the handling of the Bible. Just send to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yatesville, New York, zip code 14068. That is, again, the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yatesville, New York. That's spelled with a Z, G-E-T-T-Z-V-I-L-L-E. Yatesville, New York, zip code 14068. Now let's bow for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege again this side of eternity to open the blessed pages of thy holy word and to declare it over the radio. And we pray that the Spirit of God would convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. We thank thee, our God, for putting us on the air. We thank you for those that regularly support the broadcast, and they know that it costs a great deal to stay on the air, and we pray that you'd touch their hearts, help them to do what's right, help them to listen to the Holy Spirit of God, and send as they can. Father, for those that don't have a penny, but they are listening, and we pray that you'd richly bless them. We pray, Father, for those that are lost without Jesus, especially that you'd save their soul. May they repent of sin and trust Jesus as their very own Lord and Savior this very day as they listen. Father, for Christians that need encouragement, maybe they're in a bed of affliction listening in, I pray that you would speak to them. Maybe they're in the hospital, discouraged, and having battles. Oh, God, how we pray that you would encourage their hearts and help them, dear God, to keep their eyes on Jesus, to look unto him for every need. And now, Father, bless, we pray, as we look into thy word, and we'll thank thee for it in Jesus' blessed and holy name. Amen. Now turn with us to the book of Romans, chapter 2, and verse number 24. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Now what this is speaking about is that we had just gone in the verses before, and it speaks about, dost thou speak against committing adultery, and yet do you commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, do you do this? He's saying, you say that you ought not to do these things. You have the law of God, you Jews, there at Rome. But what you're doing is you're not keeping the law. You have the word of God, but you're not keeping the word of God. Therefore, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because you're not keeping the law of God. You're not the right kind of Jews. You need to repent and give your life to Christ and serve God according to the Word of God. And the Apostle Paul, in these first few chapters of the book of Romans, is declaring that the whole world is guilty before God, that all are sinners, that all need to repent, that all are going to stand before the great judge of all the ages, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to give an account of their life and of their stewardship and of their time and of what they did with Jesus, which is called the Christ. Many will be like Pilate, and they'll try to wash their hands of Jesus, but that'll not avail. will either trust him or throughout the ages will burn in the charred walls of the damn in hell itself unless they repent and trust Jesus. Oh, our hearts ought to be burdened when we think of an eternal fire, an eternal hell that people are going unless they repent and trust Jesus. You say, Brother Harvey, you mean to tell me you've gone to college and you still believe, you're so naive to believe that there is a literal burning fiery hell for people, and yet God's a God of love? Yes, I say, yes, the Bible teaches and Jesus preached that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. There's a place of bliss for those that repent and trust Jesus, but there's a place of eternal torment. The Bible says that the smoke of their torment will rise up forever and ever, and we don't need to become so seemingly educated that we disregard the clear teaching of the Word of God. Yes, there is a hell and there is a heaven, and Jesus prepared us a place. The Bible says over in the first verse, of the chapter 14 of the book of John, it says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to God the Father is through God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the personification of the Father. Jesus is our Savior. If you want to know what God looks like and what God is like, you need to take a good look at Jesus, God's gift to the world, God's Lamb, God's dear Son, and God in the flesh himself. And here it's saying they're blaspheming the Word of God. They knew the Word of God. They had the Word of God. They said that they were sticking with the Word of God, and yet they were disobeying the Word of God. And it became blasphemous because of the way they were doing. Now look at verse 25. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Now the Apostle Paul, under inspiration, is saying here that there's no profit in circumcision unless you keep the law. Now, we know that we're in the age of grace. And whether a person's circumcised or not does not make the difference at all. It's whether he has a heart change, whether he has had a new heart, whether he has become a new creature in Christ Jesus. This is all that avails now, is whether people are in Christ or not, whether they've been born again of the Spirit of God, whether they've been saved by the grace of God. And so he's saying here that you're trusting your circumcision. How many people are like that today? They're maybe not trusting circumcision because in America, this is not a great thing. It is still very important, and was very important this time to the Jews. And if you look over into Exodus chapter 4 and verse 24 through 27, that's Exodus 4, 24 through 27, you'd see that God almost killed Moses as he was being called to go down into Egypt. He was on his way to Egypt, and he did not circumcise one of his sons because of neglect of keeping the Word of God. Let me say, God is no respecter of persons. God is angry with any kind of sin, whether it be in my life, your life, or some great evangelist's life, or some great pastor's life with a great, huge church. That makes no difference to God. God is no respecter of persons. We saw that in the preceding verses of the book of Romans here. And God will judge us by our obedience to the Word of God, by our receiving Jesus Christ by faith. And these things, how many people are trusting their baptism today to get them to heaven? You'll not get to heaven by being baptized. Oh, some people say, you talk foolish, preacher. No, not so. If baptism saved, we might as well take a billy club and knock everyone over the head and throw them in the pool if baptism will take their sin away. No, it must be a change of heart. And then others, they think that communion will save them. Communion can't save anybody. You say, well, Brother Harvey, surely it does have salvation in it. Well, if it does, we ought to knock people over the head, and or we ought to compel them to eat the wafer and compel them with a gun to receive the fruit of the vine, and this would be salvation to them. No, that's nonsense. No, it's by faith and faith alone that people get to heaven and have Jesus Christ. There's nothing but faith that can save us. Circumcision couldn't save the Jews, and our baptism cannot save us. Even if you're baptized in the river, put under the water, that's not salvation. That's a picture of what has happened in your soul. It should be done only after salvation. So people trust in everything, it seems like, but Jesus. They trust, oh, I've joined the church. I've been confirmed. I've gone to catechism. I've done this. That will not avail unless you've been born again. You must repent and turn to Jesus Christ and trust Him alone. By faith in Christ is the only way that we're saved. The Jews were trusting their circumcision. It says in verse 26, therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? He said, if you're not doing the Word of God, that's no good at all. You must do the Word of God, not just believe it is the Word of God. We must be doers of the Word and not hearers only, as the book of James says. It says, be not a forgetful hearer. Be not a double-minded man. But keep the Word of God if you believe it. Follow the teachings of the Word. Trust Jesus. Repent of sin. And do what the Word says. Verse 28. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. That's very interesting. God's looking at the heart. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. You recall what God said as he sent Samuel down there to pick David as the king to replace Saul in the Old Testament times, who was the first king, the choice of men, Saul was, but David was God's choice. You recall how he went down to Jesse's house and they had a sacrifice and everything. But while they were there, the first son came, and he was of great stature. He was a good-looking fella. He was a fine specimen of the choice that they thought God would choose. But Samuel said, God hath not chosen this. And they went through all seven of the sons, and he said, are these all thy sons? God hath not chosen these. And he said, well, I have one little shepherd boy out there tending the sheep. He was doing God's business. He was faithful to follow his father's a choice in his father's direction. He was a faithful son. And the Bible says that David had a heart that was after God, a man after God's own heart. And they called him little old David. And he was ruddy and of a ruddy complexion, the Bible says. But he was a beautiful fellow. He was a handsome young fellow, the Bible says, of a good countenance. And he said, this is the one that God chose. Oh, how the brothers were jealous later on. We see as David went down to the battle, but he was God's choice. Man, and the verse over there says, man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So many of us look at the outside of people, but God's looking at hearts. God's looking at the very inside. God's looking and seeing what man is really made of, if he's trusted Christ and repented of sin. Well, that's all the time we have. We encourage you now, if you've not repented yet and trusted Christ, would you bow your head now? If you're in an automobile, would you pull over to the side of the road and just quietly bow your head and trust Jesus? Ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. Give Him your life and just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm going to hell, but I want to go to heaven. I know I need Jesus Christ. I've tried to make it on my own, and it's not worked. I've been serving myself and not Jesus. My life is in myself and all wrapped up in self. I need Jesus Christ. I'm going to give myself to Him and let Him change my life. And then the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Did you trust Him? Did you repent? God knows your heart. You can do it right in your heart now. Just repent and trust Jesus. And then send us and tell us, write us a letter, tell us of your decision. We'll send you some free literature that'll be a help to you in your walk with the Lord. If you're a Christian and need any help in any area, maybe you have questions about the versions of the Bible, maybe you have questions about the charismatic movement, maybe you have questions about divorce and remarriage, maybe you have questions about if God could forgive you, you've gone so far in sin, write us a letter. We'll do all we can. We'll send you some free literature to be a help to you in these areas. Write to us at the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York, zip code 14068. And now this is Pastor Harvey saying, be faithful, be sure to be faithful to the Bible, to your Lord, to your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer.